After 4 months of doing live stream only services, to have live flesh and blood people and not having to preach only to a camera lens is a tremendous blessing. So on behalf of our staff, we just want to say thank you to all our members that have encouraged us, prayed for us, given generously, sent us notes. So many things that have sustained us during this unprecedented time. So thank you. I thought it would be appropriate in this first in-person worship to look at an ancient psalm, Psalm 90. And so I'm going to read for us, starting in verse 1, and we'll read actually down to verse 10. I've titled this message this morning, Through Every Generation. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, Return, O children of man. For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with the flood, they are like a dream. Like grass that is renewed in the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger, by your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. This ancient psalm was written by Moses, the man of God, God's special servant to deliver his people out of bondage. And in verses 13 and 15 of Psalm 90, there is a reference to some disaster, some unprecedented set of circumstances that have been particularly painful for God's people, the Jewish people, that they had just endured and went through. Moses is referring to a time in the history of Israel where they had been in bondage for 4 centuries as slaves in Egypt. They had been wandering in the wilderness for decades, and they're about to enter into the promised land. And so Deuteronomy, which means the second telling of the law, retelling, reminding God's people of all that they have been through in their lives, that God has been faithful. God has been faithful. And so, as we return back to in-person worship after 4 months, we are in the midst of life-changing events and circumstances that all of us have been through. And in many ways, this marks a re-entering into a very different land that we have ever experienced before. And things are probably not going to be the same. Looking at Psalm 90, there are a couple things, and I want us to focus in particular on this phrase, in all generations, or through all generations. The first thing that we read in Psalm 90 is a reminder that we are to find security in the God of all generations. Not in your ability or mine. Not even in your health if you were COVID-free. Not the fact that you have kept your jobs during the pandemic and financially you're doing okay. You can feed your families. You have a warm bed to sleep in. You're wearing clean clothes. You have nice masks on. And we can take security in all those things, but we're reminded over and over again, we are to find security in God and God alone, because He is our security. He has been our dwelling place. Some translations have it, He has been our hiding place in times of trouble and uncertainty throughout all generations. As the governance board and as leaders, we have talked a lot during these 4 months of how to navigate through these turbulent waters. And we have found that when we undergo suffering, when we are stressed and where the future seems uncertain, it is very easy to become very self-focused or very myopic in our view of life, seen from just our immediate lenses. But I want us to take a step back as we think about this phrase throughout all generations. Every generation that has walked the face of this earth, our ancestors, your grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, and so on, has had their experience of some kind of upheaval, some kind of global pandemic in their lives and in their generation. We think about what members of Trinity Covenant Church have themselves gone through and experienced over the years since the founding of this church, as we head towards a 130-year rich and beautiful history here in Manchester. Think about what they have gone through over the years as we think about the challenges that in our eyes are so painful and difficult and have led to these unprecedented times. Think about the Spanish flu in 1918 and what our predecessors have gone through themselves, and not just thousands dying, but millions. And they survived that. This church was around, much smaller back in the day, all Swedish back then, but they made it through because God is God who is faithful through all generations. We think about World War I and what many nations involved in that war went through. We think about families having their financial resources totally wiped off the map during the Great Depression, and food lines, and those who once had good jobs standing in line to get a free cup of soup and a cup of coffee and some bread. People of this church back in that day and time went through this to have their finances wiped out, and yet they survived and they turned their eyes to the God who is faithful throughout all generations. We think about the changes in America. We think about the civil rights movement in the 60s and the social upheaval that took place. Many of you were alive during that time. And through all that change socially and culturally and all the pain, God's people could always turn to their Lord and sustain them, because He is a God who is faithful throughout all generations. We think about the Vietnam War and all that they did to polarize the country and the many thousands that lost their lives in the war in Vietnam. Imagine what the church was going through, where members within their own families were probably at odds with one another, and the emotion and the pain of what side you stood even in that recent war. Think about where you were when you heard that the Twin Towers fell, as long as in Pennsylvania and the Pentagon, and what happened on 9/11, and the war on terrorism that was launched through that, and the terror and the fear. I remember I was on my way to church in Chicago, and just that emotion, and you just couldn't believe what you were seeing on that screen. In the midst of that, we survived. God is faithful. Life has forever been changed by what took place. But here we are now in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, with more than 100,000 Americans who have lost their lives, perished from COVID-19. 38 million are unemployed, and that number is expected to rise. America having the highest number of coronavirus cases in the world. And in the midst of that, the pain of racial injustice that was kicked off by George Floyd's death that we addressed several weeks ago. We are going through a lot, but it's not just our generation that is going through a lot. Even during the lifetime of this church, since it was founded in the late 1800s, many of our members have gone through so much. And yet over and over, whether it was the Spanish flu, the Great Depression, World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, all the things that we had a chance to think about, they were always able to turn to a God who has been forever faithful to his children throughout all generations. And so keep that in mind in the midst of all the challenges that we are facing today. God is faithful throughout all generations. He has been our rock, our tower, our hiding place, our source of true security, joy, and strength, not just in the past 100 years, but throughout all generations since the beginning of man. Secondly, as we think about this psalm, we're reminded that we are also just one of many generations. We're reminded in verses 10 and 12, that maybe 70, 80 years, maybe 90 years we will live, but we will soon be gone. We fly away. So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Though we reflect back on the past 100 years of some of the events that caused such pain and disruption, disaster and tragedy, whenever we go through that, believers ask, is Jesus coming back soon? Is this the sign of the end times? I can't say that for sure, but we every day are closer to that day. And every generation, when they go through their tragedies, their upheavals, their disasters, their wars, they ask that same question. And they've been asking that for thousands of years. But we would be wise to remember that what has happened in the past was that generation's situation and test and trial. And where we need to focus on is today. As we think about how fragile our lives are, over 100,000 Americans have lost their lives in these past several months. The cry that we are wise to utter is, God, you who are faithful, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. We think about our present challenges that we have in this generation and in this time, and part of the wisdom of realizing that we are just one of many generations is that this is our context. This is our life. This are our challenges. This is our mission. We are alive by God's grace and mercy for such a time as this. It is not an incident, coincidence, not by chance. And I think a heart of wisdom says, God, life is fragile. You have kept us alive and healthy for a reason and purpose. Please reveal that to us. Help us to embrace our world today and its challenges. This is what we have been called to be and do for such a time as this. And thirdly and finally, we prepare today for the next generation. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be shown to your servants and your glorious power to their children. The wisdom we gain from the ancient Jewish people reminds us, as they themselves never just thought, yes, they embrace the challenges, they depend upon a God who is faithful throughout all generations, but they always had an understanding that they are a connection to the next generation, to their children and their children's children. And we would be wise to understand that this is not just a temporary bump and things are going to get back to normal once hopefully a vaccine is discovered. No, things have culturally and fundamentally changed. You may agree or disagree with me on that, but after a third of a year of not having worship services, things have impacted us tremendously more than we realize. And the Bible always reminds us we are to prepare for the next generation today, now. Our world has changed significantly in this past third of a year. Doing some research and looking at this graphic by Carrie Newhoff, this was very humbling that only 40% of committed churchgoers regularly connected online to watch their services. Almost a quarter of them streamed a different church online, probably better preaching, I don't know what it was. It's a little safe to visit online versus showing up. But almost half, 48%, did neither. Could you imagine? And they're still living their lives. We often think church plays such a big role in the lives of our people, but looking at this, we're reminded, well, they can, maybe to their detriment, but they can go on with their lives without church. 25% of those surveyed aren't even sure if they're going to come back for a very long time. 30% say they much prefer to just stay home online than attend a live in-person worship. This will not change overnight or even with the development of a vaccine. Things are going to be different. Our East Coast Conference put on a training event called Relaunch that took a significant amount of us, almost 60 plus leaders, pastors, lay people, through training to help us reimagine what church can be like. And the phrase that I took away with coincided with this article of how much change there is before us. Growing churches in the future will become digital organizations with physical expressions, not physical organizations with a digital presence. And not to recognize how much things have radically changed is like comparing in this article, they talked about the difference between JCPenney and Amazon. And when one company is closing their brick and mortar stores, trying, envisioning people to walk in through those doors, here you have a reimagination of a consumer experience exclusively online. I prefer in-person worship for sure to see you all here versus preaching just to a camera, to see faces, though I can't see you smiling because of your masks. It's a wonderful thing. But the reality is that we have to position ourselves as a church that understands the changes and really acts like missionaries to contextualize in a new and changing world. It really hit home for me when I got this communication in my email inbox just a few days ago that the Covenant denomination is now selling their headquarters in Chicago, a building I passed by many, many times off the interstate highway, I-90, as part of a new chapter moving forward. No doubt a big part of that is the decline of finances that has hit local churches, of which contribute to the greater family, our Covenant denomination. But think about this, as well as changes even on our East Coast conference of two of our full-time pastors, associate superintendents that have been let go. I say this not to discourage us, not to depress us in any way, but in the midst of a truly changed landscape that we find ourselves in, we can feel overwhelmed, we can feel discouraged, we could be fearful, but let us turn our eyes to the one who has been faithful throughout all generations. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And it is that we launch into this new COVID pandemic era. We pray that a vaccine will eventually come that will be effective, that we can gather together as we once did before, that you could hug your children, your grandchildren, your extended family, and we can gather together once again. Yes, we are hoping for that. But in the midst of all that, we realize that Trinity Covenant Church is a strong church by God's grace. Our people are committed, they've been generous, they have been loving, they have helped feed the hungry and minister to those in need even during this time. And yet in the midst of the global and cultural and local challenges that we have, we will have to reinvent in very creative ways how we do ministry and how we live out the gospel of Jesus Christ in a changing and hurting world. Church will no longer be the same. We cannot live in a maintenance mode ministry. People have survived for a third of a year without church, and they, in their eyes, are doing okay. They will not be compelled to return back if it's the same old, same old. With a fresh touch from God's Holy Spirit, we must provide a compelling reason and purpose and mission that is Holy Spirit driven, that is movement minded, not an institution, tradition, programs, or a building, in order to see the church thrive once again today. And I believe by God's grace, as we do that, we will see a God who has been faithful throughout all generations. Three questions and I'll end. What are some life changes you have faced during these past 4 months? What are some lessons that God has taught you about yourself, your marriage, your family, your relationship with your neighbors, your coworkers? What has God been trying to teach you? And finally, what is God speaking to you through this Psalm 90 today? Whatever it may be, I pray that you would once again be encouraged that God is faithful throughout all generations. We, over the next several weeks, will begin a new series on discipleship called Pursuing Jesus that we will launch into next Sunday. Thank you so much for being here in our first in-person worship. May you cling on to that God who has been faithful through all generations. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for sustaining us and keeping us alive and healthy through some of the great challenges that we have experienced together as a community of people. We are living in uncertain and anxious times, Lord, not just because of COVID, but all the change in our culture, the cries for racial justice, the sting of economic recession, job loss, so many things, Lord. But throughout all generations, even within the history of this church, Trinity Covenant Church, you have proven yourself faithful again and again and again through even the most painful of times. And as we're reminded of that, we know that you are unchanging. And we cling to you who are faithful to your children because of Jesus Christ. And it's to you that we run back to in this first in-person worship after a third of a year since March. We declare that you are faithful. And we humble ourselves. And we rejoice. Thank you that even if our own mother or father forsake us, you will never. You are a God that is faithful throughout all generations. It is to you that we love and worship and serve in the name of Jesus. Amen.